reach the blank canvas. With ECST.
They know black people are sleeping beasts and they gotta keep us in check, because if we understand the power that we had, we wouldn't be in a situation where we're in, we'll be on top.
You know what we said in earlier episodes about, if you're a woman who is with a man that has power, aka money, if you have enough self-respect, you're not going to put up with that.
Man, it's getting to the point where motherfuckers, you need to go to Vegas, if you have a little hankering for some white meat, and go to the Bunny Ranch. You know, yeah, and just like be anonymous. Pay enough money to, extra to be anonymous, but it won't out your ass.
Because they don't want you to stir the pot. They don't want you to rock the boat. They don't want you to figure out what's wrong. They want to keep the narrative going. As long as we keep, you know, toeing the line and believing that what everything they say is right, we'll never be who we really are. If it weren't for Friday, I don't really know if many people would even pay attention to Faison Love.
Case in point, ST, man. It's a case in point, dude.
And now, ECST.
Me and your daughter got special things going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's full grown. Hope that we feel this way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. What up, niggas?
What up, Shine? What up, ST? How you doing, sir? How you living?
Man, I'm living pretty good. How you feeling, EC?
Man, I'm all right, man. Trying to get through this, you know, this week, man. Trying to live my life, man. Anything going on with you the past weekend?
Nah, man. Just, you know, regular stuff. Trying to live life. You know, just keep both my feet above ground. That's about it.
Yeah, dude. Man, how you been keeping up with Final Four?
Man, I just saw that Loyola Chicago, whatever. Them niggas real.
What, they shoot threes? Like, what makes them good?
Like, their defense is awesome.
Oh, they got a good D. Okay.
Yeah, they got shooters too, though. But, you know, and I can imagine, they got a couple of dudes on their team that actually are from Chicago, and they trying to get out of there. So,
That's how I'm trying to shoot my way out of the hood, man.
That's right, nigga.
Come on, get my way now.
About a three.
Should I get my way out of there now? I can't read. All I can do is shoot a book. I can do is play basketball. I'm a stereotype. I'm trying to get out of here. But who else in? I know Lawyer in.
Kansas made it. Let's see. I forgot who else. Kansas made it. Villanova made it. And the other squad. I forgot. Damn it.
Let's see who in the Final Four. We can look this up real quick. Final Four. Villanova, Kansas, Michigan.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, and they play Saturday.
Yep.
And I guess the championship be on Monday. Don't they usually do that shit? Like, they put the final the championship on Monday?
Yep, they usually do that.
So. Everybody can watch that shit, man. But, yeah, I ain't really been keeping up with it, man. I just don't care for college basketball whatsoever, because the stars they be talking about at the beginning of the year, none of them never make it to the Final Four.
Nope.
They're like, it don't matter to their draft stock. They still get drafted high, because it's like usually because with more so than the NFL, NBA players are really drafted off potential.
Yeah.
And where they're going to be with NFL, it's kind of like, man, like you kind of pretty much almost, you're like ready to go.
Yeah.
To a certain extent, you're ready to play now. But like NBA players or NBA rookies have more, they know they're going to give them a couple years to develop.
Yeah.
Into something. But NFL, like if you're not balling within your first like year and a half, they pretty much like throw you to the wolves and like get somebody else.
Yeah, well, the NBA is basically, they look at what you do in the tournament. Like, if you a star, except for, like, Trae Young, like, that nigga, he been kind of inconsistent, but I think he'll still be a first rounder just basically because all the buzz that he caused throughout the season.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you pretty decent, if you pretty decent throughout the season, and then like I don't know, maybe in the tournament, like you just go buck wild, like you just go crazy, then it's, you know, you have a better chance of actually making the first round, getting drafted in the first round. So
yeah.
You know, I can't blame the NFL for, you know, making players, you know, play for 3 years before they get drafted, because, you know, like it's so easy to mess up on an NFL player than it is NBA player.
Yeah, that and it's just your body needs time to develop, man. You can't be no scrawny dude, especially if you play like D-line, O-line, even though like the boys coming out of.
Well, even quarterback. I mean, you know, just look at how they treating what you call what's his name?
Lamar Jackson?
Yeah. Him and the Johnny Manziel wannabe.
Who's it? Baker Mayfield? Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, he does have some Johnny Manziel quality, especially off the field. But we'll definitely see what's going on with it, man. Speaking of which, dude, you heard about, well, as of right now, the St. Louis, the, not St. Louis, whoops.
Yeah, should be.
Yeah, they should be. Man, it was funny because I was riding through St. Louis, and I was like, I forgot, the Rams ain't here no more.
Yeah.
But
it's a tragedy.
Yeah, it is a tragedy. But yeah, the Los Angeles Rams are going after trying to trade for Odell Beckham Jr., man. Like, what would be a good trade for like both teams, for the Giants and the Rams?
Well, the Rams all they would need is Odell.
What would you give up?
I think what the Giants would have to get, what they would ask for, of course, is picks.
Yeah.
Like it would be probably a king's ransom's worth of picks that they would have to ask for.
What happened to ask for Todd Gurley in a second round pick? Would you do it?
Nah, I don't think
Hey.
Well, because you already know that Odell's going to be asking for, you know, all kind of money.
Yeah, I don't know why they're trying to trade for him, man. He not worth all that money, man. He's trying to be the highest paid.
Yeah, player ever.
Player ever. I'd be like, dude, you're going to get a couple more millions over Antonio Brown. That's it. You don't deserve it. Antonio Brown better than you. That's exactly what I tell him, too. I'd be like, straight up, like, you getting this deal. And that's it. Like, shit, you want to leave? Cool.
Yeah, well, based off, you know, the recent footage that was, you know, put out.
Yeah.
I mean, really, what kind of bargaining chips does he really have?
He don't have any, man, especially after that video.
Yeah.
Him sitting up.
What team is really going to trust him?
Yeah, sitting up there with that model and friends with cocaine on the table, allegedly cocaine on the bed, and him smoking a blunt.
Yeah. It doesn't look good.
It don't look good at all, man. Like, even like, cause I know, even though I know he deserves that money, I would use that video as leverage, so I don't have to pay him as much. Like, for real, man, trying to break the bank with you, man. What team? Cause even though I hate the dude, Colin Cowherd has a point, man. What team has really won a Super Bowl with like an elite number one receiver? Like, everybody know his name.
That's true.
You don't really need an elite receiver to win a Super Bowl. You really don't.
Except, but well, like, well, I guess all the years past the Jerry Rice and.
Well, yeah, but the Patriots lost, and they had Randy Moss in his prime.
Yeah, that's true. Michael Irvin.
And then T.O., but T.O. was hurt when the Eagles went.
Yeah, but he still almost brought him to it, though.
Yeah, and then, like, even hurt. When the Ravens, when we won, we had possession receivers. We didn't have, like, an elite, like, go down the field. You really need – all you need to win is a great running – above-average running game. A break with old Ben defense.
Yeah.
And, like, some possession receivers that are just catching in tight windows. You got your championship team. That's all you need. You don't need much. You don't need all these flashy, sexually ambiguous wide receivers. Sashaying and got tattoos of number of men on his body. Like, dude, what's up with that, man? He got tattoos of Michael Jackson on his thigh and all this other stuff. Like, dude, what's going on, man? What's really your mental, homie, huh?
Is that for real?
Yeah, he got a tattoo. He got a tattoo of, like, Michael Jackson, the black Michael Jackson.
Okay.
I'm
about to say, if it was the white Michael Jackson, then we might have a problem.
Yeah, he got tattoos, like, I guess people that he idolized, like, all over his leg. And I was like, man,
That's kind of cool. I wouldn't do that, but, you know.
It's okay, man, but, like, dude, come on. I'm like, fam. Come on, dog. Come on, but.
Come on, fam, bam.
The most I would give up for him is maybe, I give up at least a second round pick for him. But I can get away with a second round pick this year and next year for him. And they say that's a deal. I'm like, cool, let me get him.
But that's the thing. They, you know, they definitely are trying to, you know, trying to give him away. So, you know, they might not get as much as they, you know, as much as they want for him. I don't know.
Yeah, they probably won't. Yeah, they probably won't. Yeah, because usually when you have somebody of that, that much talent, you're not gonna get back what you want for him. Pretty much, you're not gonna get back a lot for him.
Yeah, and they're actively shopping him, so it's probably not gonna be a, you know, good look for the Giants. But I mean that leaves me more to say that they need to be taking a quarterback in this draft.
Man, I've been having this argument with with my boy Jay, our boy Jay, man, about who the Giants should take at the number two pick. And with the number two pick, man, they need to take Saquon, man.
I don't think Saquon is all. I don't think he's all he's cracked up to be.
You don't think so?
I don't think he's every down back.
Then what quarterback is worth taking at that second pick and you being okay with it? All these quarterbacks, I don't think any of these quarterbacks are really worth it.
I mean, Rosen has upside. It's just, I mean, none of these quarterbacks are like, you know,
slam dunk. Like, I know I'm good for the next 10-year quarterback.
Yeah, none of them are. But, we don't know. You got to take that chance. That's what the draft is about. You got to take the chance.
Who would you take then? Let's just say the Browns take Josh Allen. Who would you take after that?
You mean if they took dude from Wyoming first?
Yeah, if Browns took him first, and then they got Barkley, Darnold, and Rosen left. Mayfield, my bad.
I guess Darnold, man. Because even though, you know, the stigma of being a USC quarterback. I mean, that stigma is always going to be there until somebody shows us different. I mean, it's hard. Like, it's hard to look away.
Gosh. Every game I watched of his, man, he was throwing picks.
Yeah, he was. But, I mean, but what you call those picks, though? Tom Brady throws picks.
Not like that. Not at a high rate. He was throwing picks his senior year. Because you remember, like, going into his senior year, they had, like, Todd McShay.
Yeah.
I forgot the other dude's name. They were all just like, man, this is it. This is the it.
Mel Kiper.
Yeah, Mel Kiper. And then, like, his first game, he was like, interception, pick six. I turned that game off, dude. I was like, man, he ain't the next thing. It pumped him up, man. Time for his shit. But I don't know. I think out of all the quarterbacks, I have a feeling that Baker Mayfield probably going to be the best one out of all of them.
You think so?
I think he is.
I guess because he might, as far as having a chip on his shoulder, he might have the most approved.
He had the most approved,
and that might be all that he needs to show everybody what's up.
And then plus he is the most accurate quarterback out of all of them.
Mm.
Yeah, because I was watching that championship game.
Yeah,
when he was playing against UGA, he was throwing some tight windows.
Mm.
But even though he didn't win that game, he was really slinging it, man. So I see him pretty much like going further than all of them. And a quarterback I want to see succeed, of course, is Lamar Jackson, man.
But yep,
we definitely got to wait and see on that one.
Hopefully, they don't try to make him, you know, be a receiver.
Yeah,
hopefully,
man.
They let him try to do what he want to do.
Man, somebody else a fucking receiver, man. Why are every black quarterback coming to the league? Gotta, like, if he run fast and he can barely throw, or his accuracy is just not there, he could be a receiver. What about a white quarterback come in? Let him be a tight end. Try him out a tight end. See how that go. You know what I'm saying? Shit, stop all this noise. This bear shit.
But the thing that's imperative for Lamar is Lamar has to get in that playbook.
Yeah.
Like, he got to get in that playbook. He got to get out there and practice, get on that field. So... That's no joke. If he don't want to be another, you know, statistic, you know, getting moved from quarterback to receiver, he better do what he got to do.
Yeah, for real, man. He don't want to be another Michael Vick. Think he could just rest on his talents to get him there. Because look at what Michael Vick, look how he ended up. Just like I say every time on this show, man, he could have been the first ballot, the unanimous Hall of Famer, man, if he would have just applied himself. Yeah. That should be a telltale sign for kids. Like, kids, this is what happens when you have talent. You don't have work ethic behind it. This is exactly what happened to you.
Yeah.
Just throw it in Michael Vick. That's what I'm going to do for my kids. I'm like, hey, you got a talent, but you don't want to put no work in it. This is going to be you. And they're like, well, he did get $100 million contract. Like, shut your ass up. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blake Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast. Come on every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite social media sites, which are YouTube, iTunes, Audio Mac, and Stitcher, and CastBox on Google Play. And you can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which are at Blake Canvas ECST on Twitter. The same thing on Instagram and also on Facebook. Even though we might have to delete that bitch from what's happened over the weekend. But without further ado, let's get into the news.
Let's get it.
Dog, have you ever heard of a charge? Have you ever heard of a charge of hurting an elderly person before? And it's like, and there's a sentence of up to 15 years for it.
I know that they do have those cases against those, you know, home nurses and things that they treat elderly people wrong. I know they do that, but I've never seen like a case actually, you know, get put up for trial and things like that. So,
one of the Bennett brothers, Michael Bennett, is being charged with a felony, which makes no sense. Because what happened was, man, his brother won. Was it last year? Yeah, the Patriots won Super Bowl last year, and his brother was on there. Martellus was on there. So, he was going on the field. And while he was going on the field, he like pushed an old lady down, and she was like over 60. And it said in the state of Texas, if you injure somebody that's over 60, that's a felony charge, and it holds up to 10 years in prison. And it all goes back to him just speaking out about black rights, what happened to him in Vegas, as far as him getting held at gunpoint, him coming out saying, like, man, this is not right, man. I was profiled. And I think this is people. I think this is just the government, just somebody's trying to just get back at him because he's just so outspoken.
Probably so.
He also has that book coming out talking about, I forgot the name of, like, what was it? Ways to Scare White People? Hold on. Michael Bennett's book.
I think it was something like that, yeah.
Yeah. It was something. Yeah, Things That Make White People Uncomfortable. So so he also has that book coming out. So you know they were probably like, "Yeah, nigga, I'll make you uncomfortable. Get your ass arrested." But pretty much, the woman was 66 years old. She was in a wheelchair, and he was trying to get through to get on the field to celebrate with his brother. Cause now he has a ring. Now his brother has a ring. He was trying to share that moment with his brother, but they said he pushed her. She was in a wheelchair. He pushed her out the way. Oh, good. I don't think it's even that serious. Even like if he pushed her and he knocked her down out of the wheelchair, I don't think it's even that serious. If it really caused her any bodily harm, then he really should be going to court. But man, they paraded him in court, had him on the camera, had him in cuffs, had him with other criminals just to prove a point.
Yeah.
You can't be speaking out. You can't be doing what you're doing without consequences.
Yeah.
And it just shows, man, when you try to stand up for something that's right, man, they gonna put you in your place.
Yeah. More often than not. I I need to see video footage of this before I guess I can give it a real, like, criticism. Because if that nigga just, like, bowled her over, like she was an offensive lineman, then, yeah, that nigga probably deserved to go to jail. But if it's just, like, she was inconveniently in the way, then I don't see why, you know, he should serve jail time for it. It's probably, it, I don't know. You know, knowing Michael, that nigga probably did that junk and didn't apologize. And that's probably what, you know, made this lady go and, I don't know.
Go tell on.
Yeah. So
he's holding on to this shit.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how they like hold on to stuff and then wait for him to be at his peak and then he has his book coming out. Like, go ahead and fuck up his sales.
Yeah.
On his book, but it's like Cornel West said, this book is a courageous and compassionate story of a great athlete, great human being, full of deep care for his fellow citizens. Don't miss it.
Wow.
Yeah. It's things that made white people uncomfortable. And then he said on his Twitter, what did he say? He said, sometimes being uncomfortable is the only way to save yourself from settling. Hope you enjoy the book. But we'll see. I might go ahead and check it out. I might go to Barnes and Nobles and sitting there and read a couple chapters. You know,
that's right.
Yeah.
I ain't buying it.
And it's how I buy this shit, Martellus, you know, Michael. But you know what I'm saying? I go ahead and, you know, read it. I might go and support the brother and get the book on Pirate Bay.
You're stupid.
All right, man. At least I'll be a nigga. But I think this is just a non-issue. This shouldn't really be in the news, but we know what's in the news.
Yeah, we do.
We know what's in the news, man. It's straight up just bullshit, making examples out of people, saying no matter how much money you have, no matter how much influence you may think you have, you just a nigga. That's all it is, man.
Yeah. You know, I think all of this is enough to make Martellus retire because you know, he going and working on his little fun house idea or whatever it is. But I guess it's enough so they won't come after him. But, I mean, they could still choose to do that too. Come after him even though he's gone. Like, they could find some kind of way to, you know, mess up his career plans for, you know, what he wants to do outside of the NFL. Like, you know, you don't know. Like, they might be. They might be, you know, marked targets. So
it might be. I just look at something funny on Twitter, man. They got, because, you know, Ndamukong Suh has been signed by the LA Rams. They signed him. Yeah. And it says a live looking at Russell Wilson after finding out that the Rams signed Suh and Darnold on the same line. And it's, you know, remember Ralph from The Simpsons?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shows him wetting his pants. Stupid. Man, that line is going to be crazy, man.
Yeah, it is.
You said, like, before we got on.
They don't have no excuse.
Yeah, they got no excuse because it's a one-year deal for $14 million, and Sue's going to want another deal after this, so he going to actually play.
Oh, yeah, he's going to have to. He's going to have to play, number one, for the contract that he just got, but for the next one because, you know, I think he knows just as well as, you know, other teams know. If he don't at least try to play for this, then he ain't gonna get another contract.
Nah, this is pretty much it, man. Because he literally made a name for himself when he was in Detroit.
Yeah, he did.
And then he went to Miami, collected that check.
Yeah, that was a straight up waste.
Yep, Albert Hainsworth for that, his ass, for that couple years down there in Miami. And now he's like, man, I gotta fix this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, so. We'll definitely see how what's going on with that, man. But yeah, man, some of the moves that were going on this offseason were kind of like odd for the NFL.
Yeah.
There was a lot of trades, a lot of signings.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Especially the Browns, man. The Browns put in work, dude.
Yeah, they did. I mean, I think they're actually trying to turn a page on how, you know, how trash their franchise is. Yeah, they tired of being known as the, you know, no pun intended, but the dogs of the NFL.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they tired of that. And I, you know, Jim, what's the owner's name?
Jimmy Haslam, I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jimmy Haslam didn't buy that team just for them to be sucking it up every year.
Yeah, man, because that's not good. That's not good for revenue for the team.
No.
That's not good for when the owners, they had the owners meetings talking about, up, you didn't change shit either.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, that's most definitely. Yeah, you spend all that money for no whack-ass team, man, especially.
Yeah, and I'm sure, like, I don't know what is done, you know, as far as, you know, him financially, but I don't think it's as good as it could have been.
Well, the Browns fans.
If he'd had a team that competed every year, he could at least bank some good money. But, you know, I think he might be relying on the fact that, you know, his fans are loyal, and regardless of, you know, however they play, you know, they're gonna always be there, which, you know, is a mistake.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Josh Rosen, Jim Morris Jr. He was the coach for Joe for Rosen, and he said, "I would take Sam Darnold number one over Rosen." Oh shit!
Dang,
son, that's not a good endorsement at all.
No, it's not.
Not a good endorsement at all, man.
Probably because he was watching, you know, Sam light him up.
Hell yeah!
And he was watching Rosen not do anything.
Hell yeah! But oh yeah, one more thing, Ozzy, if you're listening. Do your due diligence on Odell Beckham Jr. Please.
Yeah.
Cause we got pieces. Shit. I would love to have Odell Beckham Jr. on my squad, but I don't think we got the money for him.
Mm.
And that's unrealistic for Ravens to pay a shitload of money for
one guy.
One guy, man. Now, one guy does not make a team, man. He don't. Even though he does, even when he was getting double teamed, that year he was hitting that net, he was still getting open.
Yeah.
He was still getting open, man, when he getting double teamed, so he's still not worth all that money, man.
No, I mean, it's to the discretion of those teams, man. If they think that it's that important, it, you know, waste all that money on one guy, you know, let them do it.
They're gonna do it, man. Fuck it. Yeah, man, I also had a question, man. I was listening to The Breakfast Club when they had that Tekashi 6ix9ine interview, and the whole time, dude, he was just saying nigga, he was just saying it over and over again, man. I was just wondering, man, like, do you have a problem with, like, non-black people saying it and just, like, being cool with, you know, being cool with it? Like, he didn't bat an eye.
I think because he's, you know, he's so used to whack niggas being around him, allowing that junk to happen. I mean, at first I didn't, I don't know. Like I flip flop a lot on this issue. There are many times where I think that, you know, nobody, you know, that's, you know, people that aren't black should, you know, should be saying it. But then I look at, like, I guess, you know, what we do in music and how we, you know, is pretty much just, it's saturated with the word. And, you know, hip-hop being the world's most popular form of genre of music, all right, it's kind of hard to argue that. When, you know, we constantly have it in our music. But at the same time, you know, still, a lot of people don't know the history of the real word.
Yeah, they don't.
So, I mean, in essence, yeah, I have a problem with it. And, you know, some people, it's gotten to a point where people that aren't black, they say it and they know, you know, they know they don't know the history upon it, and they don't care about the history. So it's like they continue to just, you know, disrespect the culture more than ever.
Yeah, I just think it's just a cool word to say. And it's a taboo word that's not supposed to be said outside of the black community. And because it's that way, people have the urge to say it. Just like when, like, parents be like, "Hey, don't touch this when I leave." And the first thing you do when the head is turned, because you know you're a badass kid, is touch it. Like, yeah, yeah, now what? That's pretty much what the N-word is to, you know, every other community but ours. It's like, man, it's just like, it's on the tip of their tongue constantly. And they just want to say it so bad. And they just want to be, quote unquote, down. And I think that's just the issue. It's just people within our community just want to be accepted so bad by people outside of our race. Like, it's okay, you can say it. That's cool, man. Yeah. That's cool. Like, man, shut your weak ass up.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's the thing that kind of just makes me mad. It's just people out here getting a free pass, and they're saying it. It's like, man, it's not a derogatory way, but in a way it is.
Yes. I mean, that's beyond the point, though. Like, you know, people, you know, think that just because they don't use it in a derogatory manner that it, you know, it doesn't mean what it means. You know, I don't like, I guess, the excuse how, like, some people say, you know, there are double meanings for everything, or there are, like, triple meanings for everything. I don't like that. I don't like the fact that, you know, we always try to put up an excuse saying that, you know, it means something different now. It doesn't mean what it used to mean. And that's not the truth. I mean, at the end of the day, it's still a word that was used to describe slaves. So,
and to demean and belittle black people.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. I flip-flop back and forth, but I think at the end of the day, man, I think it should definitely be more respected. And the fact that, you know, it's hip-hop, like, I think that gives people a pass more than ever.
I think we don't, because as a whole, we don't respect hip-hop as a culture. Nobody else is respecting it either.
Yeah.
By just letting in all these other, just these agents and all these people in without taxing them.
Yeah.
Before they come into our culture, man. I think anybody that's not black coming into hip hop and trying to, like, you know, false flag and be like, tell them I'm a blood of a Crip, you gotta pay. You gotta get taxed before you come in. For real, dude.
Yeah.
Like rappers like Logic and all that, like these little white boy rappers, that's okay. But you don't just, like, dudes come in trying to be hard and repping blood, repping a certain set, and when dudes like had to live that impoverished life. Yeah. Their whole life, and they can't get out, and you just walking in there just so you can get clout and fame.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta get taxed, dude. And that's like, that's different from just checking in. Like, before you even start your career, you got to pay up.
I mean, that's the thing. That might be what 6ix9ine is doing. Like, you know, like you said before we got on.
Yeah.
You know, he might be paying, you know, them boys in New York for, you know, their services to keep him safe. Because, you know, I guarantee, if I don't know, but then again, I still don't understand how they would just allow that, though.
I don't know, man. Even if they pay, man, I don't think, well, if you broke and you ain't got nothing, the dude just willing to pay for protection, you gonna take it, especially if you're poor.
Yeah,
man, it's just the whole game fucked up right now, man. I don't know when it's gonna get fixed. I don't think it's gonna get fixed, man.
I don't either. I mean, we'll never see it.
Nah, not lifetime. I think it's screwed, dude. Because I don't know. Because even the guys that's talking about stuff, they're not getting the respect they deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just something that's always going to be a part of, you know, debates for years and years to come.
Like, when we go get like a millennial generation for like a millennial DMX, like a real one. Like, kids have missed out on this rapper, dude.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah, man, I grew up on DMX, man, and kids won't be able to listen to that raw hip hop.
Yeah. But I don't know, like, if we asked DMX what he thought about white people saying nigga, do you think he would have a problem with it?
Yeah, he ain't have a problem with it.
Honestly,
dog.
Like, if he was cool, like, if there was somebody white that he was cool with, like, do you think he would have a problem with it?
No, I don't think you. I don't think you would, man. Unless he was like, man, are they watching dog? Dog, are they watching? Like, who are you talking about, man? You know what I'm talking about, dog? Like, I don't know what you're talking about, man. But I think you have a problem with it. I think you would. You don't think you would?
I think it's possible. I mean, it's,
I don't know. The game just gotten soft, man. Just overall, the game has gotten soft. Like, man, rappers number pop now, man. This is the beginning of the end. For real, man. It's a damn shame, dude. It's a damn shame, man. Fuck. Man, shit, you got anything else for news?
Nah, I ain't got nothing.
You got shit for news? Got dog, man. It's been light news week. You know what I'm saying? Got dog. Ain't shit been going on.
Yeah.
Except for,
been kind of trash, except for, you know, Stormy Daniels trying to sue Trump and his attorney, but, you know, that's about it.
Yeah, and people just...
Stuff about that.
Yeah, the shootings and all that. Man, do you know, since the shootings at Parkland, at Parkland High School, over, like, 763 kids have gotten shot since then?
Dang, yo.
Yeah, man, that's insane. I thought it was a typo when I saw it on Huffington Post.
Yeah.
But I took a double take, it's like, no. Like 763 kids have been shot or killed by guns since the Parkland shooting. I'm just like, man, this makes no sense. And then, like, people, they just had that little march in D.C. and New York and California. And people in NRA just sitting up laughing, like, we're not going to change anything. So I don't know why y'all doing this, man. Nothing
you know
changed,
period. It's something funny. I was watching. My wife actually pointed this out. But she was reading the story about this woman who was flying to Japan, and she had a dog. She had a dog on board the plane, and I think they stored the dog in the overhead compartment.
It was two Hispanic people, and the name of the dog was Chiquito or whatever. That was the name of the dog. It was a pug, and they told them to put the dog in overhead bin. I guess they really could speak proper English, and they did it. And then once they got off the plane, the dog was dead.
Yeah,
and then the girl was talking about, man, Chiquito's gone. And they were yelling, Chiquito, and he wouldn't wake up. I ain't gonna lie, dude. It took everything in me when I listened to the audio, not to laugh. Like, number one, if it's your dog and you care about your pet, you're not gonna put it in an overhead storage bin, even if it threatened to kick you off the flight. I'm like, nah, fam. Like, man, my dog not going up there. You gotta kick me off. Because
But the point of the story is, no more than 48 hours later, the airline, I think it was Delta, I'm not sure.
It was United.
Oh, okay. United. Yeah, that's right. No more than 48 hours, they came up with a law that states that no dogs are to be put in the overhead compartment.
Yeah.
Now, and the point that my wife was making, she was like, okay, so it took them... it took them basically 2 days to come up with a law to change, you know, for the you know the life of a dog. But the NRA can't make a change for the life of a human being.
Yeah.
And you know, my simple retort to her statement was three words: people are stupid. People are stupid. These are the people who are running our country. Like,
it's too much money, man, in the NRA. And NRA backing too many people, man. So it is,
but it's the simple fact that, like, we're willing to do all of this for a dog.
Yeah,
we can't do nothing. We can't do anything for a human being. Like, we can't, you know. We can't give a family who just lost their loved one, who just lost their daughter, or who just lost their son. We can't give them peace because, you know, you want to prove a point. That's what I'm saying. Like you have to check the reality of your situation. When a dog's life is more important than a human's, that's how you know something's wrong, man.
Hell yeah, man. I knew something was wrong when they put Michael Vick in jail.
Well, yeah, of course.
How many years he get?
Basically, two.
He got 2 years for dogfighting. It is. That's some jacked up shit, dude. That makes no sense. That made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, just that's who's running the country.
Man, that's where we live in, man. They even sacrificing the white kids. White kids getting gunned down. They still don't give a damn, man. It's like, man, it's too much money. It's too much money, man. That's how you know it's real, nigga. Yeah, you know they don't give a damn when they're letting their own kind get peeled. Hell yeah, their own kind get peeled off. It's like, oh well, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
I'm sorry, Sally got to die.
Hell yeah, who wants some chiquitos? Now, you know? Like, for real, man. Like, who cares, man? But, and that's just the world we live in, man.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in, dude.
It's freaking nuts, man.
Yeah, it's sad, man.
Oh, boy.
But, man, we go ahead and might as well go ahead and get this topic.
Let's get it.
Yeah, man. So, man, for our topic, man, this week, we're going to stop it, man. We're going to talk about stop clout chasing, man. And what I mean by that, man, is just, man, stop doing stuff just for likes, just for retweets, and just to, you know, just consider yourself hard, man. Because this shit'll get you out here. This shit'll get you killed. This shit'll get you in jail, man. Speaking of which, man, you see that video of this 1-year-old kid smoking weed?
No, I ain't watched it, John.
Yeah, man. So this woman, I don't know where she is. I don't want to look at this dumb bitch. Where is she from, man? But she literally took a video. First of all, why don't you take a video of you?
Your kid doing something illegal.
Illegal. And you doing something illegal too, man. And then putting it up on the internet. So she pretty much like had her 1-year-old son smoking weed. And you could tell it wasn't his first time because he was puckering his lips up and inhaling the shit.
Yeah,
man. It's just like, dude, why would you do that? First of all, why'd you put your kid at risk for a couple of retweets and some laughs and talking about, "Ooh, I'm dead," or some fucking SpongeBob memes for a couple seconds of, I guess, satisfaction, if you can call it that?
Yeah, that's not getting cute, man.
That's not cute, man.
I think. See, my only question, I guess, would be, I don't know. I don't know. I was about to say, where's the dad at? But then again,
let's not get on that because that causes, you know, opens up a can of worms. That's a joke.
But I was just about to say, even if the dad is around, like, is he cool with this?
Yeah. Like, what would you be cool with? Your child smoking weed and you videotape yourself. Like, look at it. This funny. Hee hee. This funny. Hee hee. I'm like, man, if you don't sit your dumb ass down, I don't know why I put my seed in you.
Yeah.
Seriously. But just, man, like, you see people constantly online, like, playing with snakes, like, lighting their ass on fire, or just, like, going out of their way to do something stupid, like, jumping off of, like, a 2-story building just to get follows and retweets, man. And then, like, I watched this. The thing that made me want to talk about this was because I watched this special on Netflix that talked about how getting, like, recognition and acknowledgement online is almost the equivalent of taking drugs.
Yeah, and it can be for a lot of people.
Yeah, because it said, like, the same endorphins you get for, like, smoking weed or doing like heroin or cocaine, you kind of get that same kind of high. You have that same kind of brain activity when you getting quote unquote likes or retweets or follows on social media sites.
Yeah,
man. It just it shows like that we're so caught up in the matrix, man. That like there's no getting out for some people, man. Cause just that's just their whole lives. They're just trying to find ways just to get more attention from people.
Yeah.
Not knowing that it's going to be short-lived. Especially with this microwave society we live in, man. Especially, like, how you can just go on Instagram. Because you have, like three major, like, social media sites you go on. It's the Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And what some people do all day is just shuffle between all three of them and just look at them and just laugh for a second and then move on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So that's not, it doesn't mean like if you shake your ass, you know, if you got you're a female and you're pouring like baby oil on your ass and you shake your ass, you'll get my attention for like a good 10 or 15 minutes. And then I'm moving on to the next one. You know what I'm saying? Because my whole Instagram roster is nothing but like shoes and hoes. You know what I'm saying? So you're not the only one, baby. So, yeah. But I will give it to the women that actually use their quote unquote clout or their internet celebrity to like parlay that into businesses.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being an attention whore, being a male to be an attention whore online, the best it's going to get you is
some dick and like a breakfast at the Waffle House. That's about it.
That'll get you that. Or if you're a comedian, it'll get you your like a foot in, you get your foot in the door to try to, you know, have a like a have a career as a comedian.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing just like random shit, then it's not gonna really get you anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, man. Like, I think, you know, that isn't promised. I think the opportunity to be noticed is enough. Like, that's, you know, that's all some people need. It's just that one opportunity. There might be that split second chance that, hey, somebody might see me and I'm gonna be able to shine. But, you know, it just goes back to what we said in previous episodes that, you know, nobody wants to get out and work anymore.
No, they don't, man, because there's so many ways to make money.
Yeah.
Just trying to make people laugh on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If people would take the money that we use on, you know, stupid things and invest in a franchise or something like that, or just build a business from the ground up, like, there's no telling how much more income we would have.
No, that's too much work, Esty. Man, that's too much work, Esty. You can't do that.
I know. But that's the thing, man. Until we see that there are better and, you know, more gratifying ways to get it, you know, we're just gonna keep doing the same thing.
Yeah, people gonna keep doing this because they it's like, hey, homeboy made a meal off of doing this after, you know, scraping cocaine with his nutsack. he got followers doing that shit, you know, so why can't I do that with weed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it just goes back to, I guess, man, just the world's evolving, man.
Yeah, it is. And not for the better, really.
Well, not really, yeah. Yeah, I guess, right. So, yeah, you're right, man, it's not for the better, but that's just the way that entertainment's going, content creation is going.
Yeah.
It's going towards just a little small little 60 second videos. If I can make you laugh consistently at least 3 times a week, then I can, you know what I'm saying, I can make it.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny, man. I forgot the name of the comedian, but he's like a long-standing comedian in the game. He's like an older brother. And somebody asked him, like, man, what you think about all these Instagram and Twitter comedians? He's like, man, it's cool, man. Like, it'll get you on, like, wilding out, but
yeah,
that's about it, man. If you ain't got no real good material, you're not really going to make it. You're not really going to make it anywhere.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, you got to be able, I mean, one way or another, you're going to have to work. You're going to have to work to you know, to better your craft.
Yeah.
Because one dude that I give so much credit to, his stand up is all right, but, you know, he's a pretty good, you know, he's a pretty decent comedian. He started off, you know, the online way, but DC Young Fly, like, that dude got on Wildin' Out,
mm-hmm.
But he's actually flipped that. He's flipped that into so much more. He's doing so much more things now. So, you know.
Oh, this dude, I'm looking him up now. Yeah, he, TRL got canceled.
Yeah.
He was on TRL.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it. That quick, but, you know.
That's garbage. That's just jacked up, man. But, He should be all right, but I don't even remember him being. I don't remember him being online and being funny. What was he on Vine? What was he on that made him like?
I can't remember if he was on Vine, but he was doing skits for sure on Instagram.
Okay.
Like not skits, but like he was, you know, basically, you know, joning on folks.
Oh, okay. That's the old.
Yeah.
The old nigga way of making it. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, man. If you didn't know how to jone, you're going to end up being crying end of the day, man. Because I remember, like, my life real, because I had real bad acting back in high school, and they started joning. Like, I got joned on first day of school, like, it wasn't nothing, man. And, you know, anybody weaker than, you know, say they had, you know, a weaker man or a weaker person would just be like, man, fuck this shit, man. I'm about to give an AK-47, blow this bitch up.
Yeah.
That's what these kids are doing, but man, I just came back and started joning them. Like, man, I can't believe that's like an art now. Like, you can get paid off of joning people, man. It just, dude, this shows it don't take much to entertain people anymore.
No, it doesn't. But I mean, to DC Young Fly's credit, like, the nigga was actually funny. I don't know if you've seen any of 22 Savage's videos. Like, he's funny sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think, like, after about 5 minutes, it's like, all right, man, like, you got to come up with something else because, like, it's not even funny anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Like, that's the thing, though. That's the new thing. Like, you know, kids aren't going to, you know, comedy clubs anymore and just, you know, showing up waiting.
Oh, hell no, man. You get shot up. It's better just to go on YouTube and swipe down. I mean, go to Instagram and swipe down.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying, go on YouTube and just see what's on there.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't know, man. Same thing with you know.
Yeah.
Actual modeling agencies. When's the last time you even heard of a top-notch modeling agency?
I think, man, Instagram alleviated the need for it, man. It's just like we're saying, man. It's like the evolution of technology, man, is changing the way things are done.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it really is, man. Because all the agency has to do, or not even agency, but let's say like CoverGirl or Maybelline, all they have to really do is just, hey, so go look at this girl. Okay, she's cute. She kind of knows what she's doing with a camera. She has 6 million followers. She already has a following. All you gotta do is just sign her dumbass to a contract and give her the money. All you gotta do is sign her dumbass to a contract and make that shit like 60-40. You know what I'm saying? We getting paid. You know what I'm saying?
60-40, more like 30-70.
Yeah, 30-70. It's a great deal. 30% is a lot. And he's like, and then like it was like a line of cocaine in front of him. Like, you know what? It is a lot. But yeah, it's the way these people get finessed out here, man.
Yeah.
People are really getting finessed out here in the game, man. But some of them use it to their advantage, like Amber Rose and all these other females that have like over like 16 million followers. They're using it. They're using it right. They're not taking bad deals. But
well, hopefully, you know, if they're smart, if they don't, you know, if they don't know themselves, they get somebody who does know.
Exactly.
And they at least, you know, have somebody that's watching them to make sure that, you know, they ain't getting gypped, even though they got the person watching them. So, it's not a joke anymore, man. Like, I think as more time passes, man, for instance, man, like, you know, you heard about the autonomous car that killed that bicycler.
I heard about that.
Scary, dude. Like,
it's the future,
I don't know,
man,
about you, but that makes me not want to have a self-driving car even more than anything.
Oh, yeah. I'm never going to have one, man. I never have one. And then even if I do own a Tesla, I never put it in autopilot mode. I'm never going to do it.
Oh, no. No. Because I don't, you know, because even if it's an autopilot and I'm still behind the wheel, I mean.
I still have my hand on the wheel. Like, for real, man. Just, you can't trust machines, dude.
No, man. Our robot has proven it.
Yep, but they still got some kinks, man. Like, I forgot who it was. I think it was like Joe Rogan or somebody. He said, like, man, it's gonna be like human sacrifices for this progression of technology. Like, we're gonna lose a lot of people through this progression of autonomous cars and robots. Because I think, man, once like when robots start taking over like certain jobs, I think a lot of people will get killed for that too. But it's going to be a progression until it gets fixed. Correctly, man. So it's gonna be a lot of human sacrifice, man, which is kind of fucked up. But that's just the way it is.
It's just the way it is. Do, do,
do, do, do. It's a Tesla. It'll stop. Yeah. Damn you, Elon Musk. Like, damn you. But speaking of jokes, man, I heard this one funny joke, man, on Twitter where this guy was like, all right, just saying, they say if you swim across this bank, you swim across the river, you'll end up being white. And so, like, the first woman who swam over, and she swam over, she turned white. She's like, okay, it's good, come on. And then, so, the father swam over, and he turned white. And it was okay. He's like, okay, kids, let's go. And so, three kids jumped into the river, and the current got them. And the wife was like, are you going to save the kids? And then the dad that just turned white said, fuck them niggas, let's go.
Wow. That's awful.
But that's real talk, dog. That joke would happen, though, man.
Yeah.
That joke would happen, dude. I wonder, like, I always thought this. I don't know if we talked about this on the show. Like, how many people would change their race if they had the chance? It was like, man, if somebody came down, like, you can come through this machine, you could change your race or who you want to be, and then you're stuck like that. Like,
I don't think we have talked about it.
Like, how many, like, what percentage of black people will be on this planet, be left on this planet after that?
I think it would diminish. Well, no, I'll take that back. I don't know. I think the percentage
will be lower. I think the percentage of black
women would go up.
Percentage of black women would go up. Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, it's all kinds of white women that, you know, love black men. So,
yeah, I think, not knowing once they change over to be black, they won't talk to them no more. Like, wait, I did what you want me to do. No, I want a white woman. I'm not gonna give me another white woman. You fucked up, bitch. But yeah, dude, it'll be, man. I would like to see that experiment. That'd be a great human experiment, just to see what percentage of races will go up, what percentage of races will go down. Which one would be eradicated? It would be interesting.
Yeah, it would. That would be crazy.
Because the main person would be all pro-black, be the main one jumping there talking about, whew.
Yep.
I'm Ben now. You know what I'm saying? Somebody will give me a job.
I'm good.
Hell yeah. If somebody trade this dude, it'd be ridiculous, man.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, man. There'd be so many traders. Maybe it'd be sad. It'd be like, man, I wouldn't even want to know.
I mean, it would, you know, definitely be a situation in which we could say, you know, for some people who hate themselves and we know that they hate themselves, we would be like, we knew it.
Hell yeah, just push them in, be like, man, let me help you. It's like, I don't even know how I was going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Not knowing the situation probably won't change.
Probably not. It's
the same person on the inside.
Yeah,
man. Shit ain't going to change, man. But that would be insane.
Yeah.
That shit would be crazy, man. But, dude, it's just, I don't know, man. I think people will constantly chase clout and stardom on the internet as long as they see it's a way that you can get money from it, pretty much. You can get money from it. I think people always want to do stupid shit online. People always risk their lives or their children's lives. Mm-hmm. To get a quick laugh so they can go ahead and get some money. So I think I think clout chasing is here to stay, man. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Oh, man, it's only going to get worse. Like, it's already started with, you know, I guess with some of the G's, you know, some of the gangsters and things. Like,
who clout chasing out here doing stupid shit?
I mean, well, I think it's Jake Prince's son. You know, when he went out looking for 6ix9ine at South by Southwest.
Yep.
Like, he's pretty much, you know, he and about 50 goons showed up at his show. And like them niggas is real with it. Like, they got on the stage and was waiting for that nigga to come out. And he was talking to the crowd and everything. And of course, you know, 6ix9ine having some good sense, he didn't show up because he knew he didn't want to get his block knocked off.
Hell yeah. That was smart.
But, you know, at the same time, it's kind of 6ix9ine's fault because if he hadn't been so, you know, retarded, if he hadn't been trolling folks, I think he'd have been all right. But, you know, and that's the thing. Like, he had that interview at the Breakfast Club, and he's basically talking about how he enjoys being a troll. And that's the thing, man. Like, since when is it cool to be, you know, a pissant? Like that junk. I don't know. But, that's the thing, man. I think maybe he thinks if he does this enough, this will be enough for him to be remembered, you know, over time. And that's the thing, man. Like, he don't realize that we already forgot about Fetty Wap. Like, already. And, you know, I don't hear anything in his music that, you know, tells me that he's going to be around for a long time.
Yeah, it was funny because Charlamagne on the Breakfast Club, he was like, "Hey, man, I want you to be here next year." And then, like, 6ix9ine was like, "Man, I'm going to do this jump for a year, then I'm going to get jumped at the Bobby Smurda." He's like, "Wait a minute, so you know you're not going to be here for a year?" Like, "Oh, nah, man, never mind. Yeah, man, I'll be here until 2020, man. I ain't going nowhere." Man. No, he going to be here today, going tomorrow, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and he don't even realize it because, you know, he's living in the now.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, he might not even make it past this year, especially if he in the wrong place and one of them G's catch him slipping, catch down bad, like them boys in New Orleans like to say.
Hell yeah, hands down, man down. But but for real though, yeah, like he's gonna be an example of what clout chasing goes wrong, dude. Cause somebody gonna peel his cap, man. Yeah. He's talking too much.
Yeah.
He's talking too much static, man. That kind of stuff, man, gets you killed, man. It's I don't think it's worth it, man. Because you're not going to be able to go nowhere. You can't
play with people like that.
Yeah, because it's getting to the point where he can't travel nowhere and make no money because people are going to keep shutting down his concert. So how does he really make a money except off of YouTube?
Or basically, like, you know, every time he does show up to do a show, you know, in order to go through with it, he's going to have to pay somebody just to be, you know.
He got
to
check in at where he goes, so they cut it to his profits, man.
Like, who got time for that?
No, man. So if I was him, I'd just get what I could, get what I can, and just get out. Because he done fucked it up. He done fucked it up on himself. So, yeah, he pretty much screwed, dude.
Yeah, we'll see.
I don't understand these new age rappers, man. They all got a hella face tattoos. All of them talking about...
They all look the same.
The same, man. I think this is some engineer shit, dude.
It possibly could be, man. Because it doesn't make sense, but every new rapper that come out look exactly the same.
Yep.
They all look the same, dude.
They all look the same, man. So, we'll see. Man, by next year, when we have our podcast, man, for the following year, man, it's going to be like, man, who was 6ix9ine? who was that dude? I really think it's going to happen where we ain't going to know who we talking about him no more. It's going to be the next dude.
Yeah.
Like, a little Viagra or whatever.
Number one song, Blue Pill.
Yeah, Blue Pill. Hell yeah. Little whack shit, man. Hey, what you got anything else, man?
No, man. That's it, man. Stop clout chasing, please.
Man, please stop doing that shit, man. She get you killed or get you hurt, man.
Yeah.
Or get you in jail for doing some dumb shit, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, but go ahead and send us on home, ST. All
right, y'all. Like always, man, we appreciate everybody tuning in for another week of Weekly Wisdom. We appreciate y'all, you know, allowing us into your homes, your cars, your jobs, you know, into your life, period. We love y'all. We thank y'all for everything, all of the support. Please hit us up on all of our social media and on all of our however you listen to the show, we thank you. iTunes, Stitcher, YouTube, Audio Mac,
Castbox for the Google Cast Play Box. People. Hell yeah!
We thank you for all of that. Oh yeah, we still working on apparel. We got that. We still got that out. So check that out as much as you can. Teespring.com/ECST, I believe.
It's Blank Canvas.
Oh yeah, that's right. Blank Canvas
ECST, yeah. Man. So definitely check that out, man. Check out our apparel, man. Support the movement. Yes. Part of the Blank Canvas family, people.
Yeah. And like always, ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And if there is no light, y'all must be the light. So be the light. Yeah.
Y'all stay blessed, man.
Yeah. Episode number 83. It should be 84, but we missed last week because we were jacking off.
Yeah. We love y'all, man. We'll get back on it.
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week. Oh,